Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Joining us now is Missouri's 3rd District Congressman, Bob Onder. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Ryan. Great to be back.
Well, you introduced a bill to rename the Kennedy Center. This is an interesting change. The Kennedy Center, I think people know it. It's universally branded in a way that if you mention what it is, people know exactly what it is. What is your proposal?
Yes, today I filed the Make Entertainment Great Again, or MEGA, bill, which would rename the Kennedy Center the Donald J. Trump Performing Arts Center. You know, for over 40 years, Donald Trump has been a patron of the arts. He has been an iconic American cultural figure. But most of all, he has shown an interest in turning around the Kennedy Center after years and years of financial mismanagement and the accumulation of tens of millions of dollars of debt. We need a businessman like Donald Trump to turn around that center. Many years of deferred maintenance, a number of serious structural and cosmetic issues at the center. But more than that, the center has over the years adopted a politicized and woke agenda. You know, look, we need to turn the center into an institution that reflects American values. We need, you know, more Les Mis and Sound of Music and less DEI and Drag Queen Story Hour, which have indeed been at the Kennedy Center, which is, and no wonder, no one really wants to see that kind of garbage. No wonder they're having financial problems. Donald J. Trump is going to be the one to turn it around. In fact, he's even accepted a position as chairman of the board. He will turn it around and he will make entertainment great again at the Center for Performing Arts.
Okay, one, I didn't realize there were drag shows and things going on at the Kennedy Center. That is weird.
Oh yeah. In fact, they have a whole department. I forget the exact, but basically a whole DEI department to come up with politicized performances and so on. Yeah, yeah. It's really being turned around. And, you know, John F. Kennedy himself once said a torch is being passed to a new generation. We are passing the torch from those who, you know, really have an anti-American and woke view of culture to those who love America, love traditional values, and want to make the performances that are at the Kennedy Center family-friendly and consistent with the values of the American people.
All right. So what happens when you don't want to politicize, but Donald Trump's one of the most polarizing people? How do you reconcile that?
Well, President Trump is restoring faith and confidence of the American people in their country. Unfortunately, too many of his political opponents, you know, quite literally hate the country. Remember, Barack Obama wanted to fundamentally transform our country. You don't want to fundamentally transform that which you love. So really polarizing, yeah, but only because the other party has turned so far away from our traditional values and our love of country.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And it's very unappealing, some of the different turns that we are seeing. For the sake of time, I want to get your thoughts on a couple of other things that are going on. And just hours ago, Tulsi Gabbard came out and said she's recommending some of their different findings regarding this Russiagate to the Department of Justice. This is a pretty big turn here. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think we've known for a long time that there's no way that the FBI and the Department of Justice and the intelligence agencies all got together to investigate candidate Donald Trump and then President-elect Donald Trump and then President Trump without Barack Obama knowing about it. So Tulsi Gabbard over the weekend revealed that it was in September of 2016 that the Obama administration officials got together, gave Obama a report that basically said, no, the Russians do not have either the wherewithal, nor are they significantly influencing the election. Fast forward to December, Obama convened his intelligence officials and basically told them to go after Donald Trump and investigate. And the ensuing report, you know, included things like the very discredited, obviously fake Steele dossier, and, you know, launched just really 4 years of disruption of Trump's first administration by these incessant investigations. Really, people have to be held accountable for this. This needs to be investigated, and really chips need to fall where they will.
Yeah, and what you found is they used this in some ways as justification for impeachments. There was other legal actions and lawsuits that were taken against him, and all this came up knowing all of it was false, but still it was used as a way to weaponize the court, which we don't want to weaponize the court, but definitely it was used that way against Donald Trump. So what do you think happens next with the Department of Justice? Do you think they'll take this, investigate it further, or do you think there might be enough evidence now that they could even offer some grand jury look at this?
I mean, I really think from Tulsi Gabbard's press releases, and we know she has access to the intelligence. It looks like there might be enough to convene a grand jury right now. But this is really banana republic kind of stuff, mm-hmm. where you use the power of government to attack and to destroy your political opponents. And of course, it continued even after Trump was out of office. The degree of weaponization, the degree of abuse of power, it just cannot be tolerated in a constitutional republic. And I really do believe there need to be investigations and prosecutions, and even and if the facts are what they look to be, people need to suffer the consequences up to and including prison time.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All things considered, it's kind of amazing that some of this information still exists, knowing how much was deleted, shredded, bleach bit or whatever, right. Hillary Clinton used. So there's so much of this information thought was gone forever, but it sounds like enough was it left behind to, well, I'm sure they have some forensic people that can look into the electronic side of it and recover a lot. I mean, we got some pretty top-notch types of people working for that sort of thing. One other thing, Bob Onder joining us, Missouri's 3rd District Congressman. This whole Epstein thing, Congress convening early, it's a big thing right now. And now we find that there's even an understanding that they may talk to Maxwell, get to learn a little bit more about it. It doesn't sound like the Epstein thing is totally gone, but it's in the back burner. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I don't think the Epstein file controversy goes away until the American people have seen all of the evidence. And look, if things need to be redacted to protect intelligence sources or to protect victims, that's one thing. But eventually, we need to get all this information out there. I think the Trump administration, which has in other ways been the most transparent administration in many, many years, is slowly but surely giving us the information we need to get to the bottom of this. But the Epstein scandal goes to really the fundamental question of our country, which is, is anyone above the law? If you're rich enough and powerful enough, can you are you immune to the law? And I think the answer to that is most definitely no. And I think the truth will get out. I think we all heard Pam Bondi say, the file's on my desk, I'll reveal it shortly. And that's not happened yet. And that is disappointing.
Yeah. And I think there are a lot of people that, of course, want to find out who acted inappropriately. And we're talking about some pretty heinous things yes. that were described by witnesses. So it's important, yes. particularly yeah. when you talk about yeah. minors. And, you know, it doesn't yeah. even stretch to United States citizens. We're talking about people in other countries, too, some high ranking.
Yes, I think that's right. You know, I will tell you, though, my Democrat colleagues are being hypocritical here. For 4 years, they said nothing. We a number of folks have gone back and investigated the social media posts, the tweets of Democrats for the 4 years of the Biden administration, and are not finding a single mention of the Epstein files. But just because the Democrats were not transparent doesn't mean that we Republicans shouldn't be. And I think we'll get to the bottom of it sooner or later. I think not quite as quickly as I'd like, or as many people would like, but we will get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, and you know, you look at some of the biggest Democratic surrogates when it's election time: Bill and Hillary Clinton, then Barack Obama, and now, you know, like Michael Avenatti, if you want to go and look at. But if you look at some of the yeah. ones that were like the biggest stars in the party, all of which have been disgraced, now we're starting to see what's going on with Barack Obama. That could be another major star loss from the Democratic Party, and not looking good when your major star lost $1 billion in this last election, Kamala Harris. So Bob Onder, Missouri 3rd District Congressman, thank you so much for joining us here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great week.